The Bob Hope Show. And now, here is Bob Hope.
Thank you. Well, I had quite a time last night. I went to a showing of the new trailers. And let me tell you, those trailers are really making news this year. In fact, I saw an item in the personal column of the paper this morning. It said, woman with trailer wants to meet man with car. Object, to get hitched. Pretty cute, isn't it? The late model trailers are really something. And when they say you can spend your whole life in a trailer, they're not kidding. I saw one that had a landing field for the stork on the right front fender and a trap door under the floorboards to drop you into Forrest Lawn. And they're really big and long. I won't say how long, but I saw one stop for a red light at the corner of Hollywood and Vine, and the traffic on Sunset Boulevard was going through the bedroom. You got to think about that. See, the car was there. And what innovations in those trailers. They have one model that can go 100 miles an hour and has a glass bottom. Not only can you get to a pedestrian faster, but you can look down to see if it's anybody you know. They even have a trailer with pontoons designed to go on water. Can't you picture a young couple living in a floating trailer? Instead of knitting little things and looking shy, the young wife would just whisper to her husband, "Darling, I think it's time we floated upstream." And the cooking facilities in those trailers are terrific. They have all the latest equipment. Jack Benny told me he bought one of the most expensive kind. Most expensive kind. I saw it. Two scooters tied together with a can of Sterno on the handlebar. And they really give things a complete going over when you drive your trailer into a service station. I heard one attendant say to a guy, "Well, I've checked your oil, tires, and battery, but don't you think it's about time you change the water in your bathtub?" But anyway, I hope someone will make me a present of a shirt. I've just been out to Hollywood Park. Hollywood Park. That's the suction pump for wallets. I shouldn't even think of going after what happened to me at the Kentucky Derby, but after all, it's my money, wasn't it? Oh, that Kentucky Derby. I knew I was in trouble with the first race. At the starting gate, my horse turned to the next one and said, "Say, pal, I'm a stranger here, so I'll follow you." By the fourth race, I decided I didn't know enough about horses, so I tried to pick up a racing form, but she slapped my face. I always enjoy the race. This is a pleasant way to pass an afternoon, and besides, you meet such a nice class of people the next morning waiting for the pawn shop to open. Les Brown gave me a tip on a horse out there that came in third. I better explain that. He started in the first race and finished in the third. And I would have won, but he was a typical Hollywood horse. Instead of horseshoes, he was wearing beach sandals. And going around the far turn, he tripped over them and swallowed his dark glasses. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce our guest for this evening, a very talented and very lovely Irish Colleen, Miss Maureen O'Hara.
It must be heaven, because my agent comes from there.
Well, thank you, Bob, anyway, for those kind words. And with your gift to the gab, you should be Irish yourself.
Yeah, well, I am part Irish, Maureen. I have a pint of Pat O'Brien's blood in me.
How did that happen?
Well, it was after an accident. I just said Barry Fitzgerald wasn't the greatest actor in the world, and that's all I remember.
Bob, that was quite a mistake. You've got to remember that the Irish are a very proud race.
Yeah, and I can see what they're proud of.
You sound as if you've kissed the Blarney Stone.
As a matter of fact, the last time I was in Ireland, I did kiss the Blarney Stone, Maureen.
You did?
Yeah, it's hard to get dates over there.
Girls didn't go for your lovemaking technique?
Well, I think they did go for my technique, Maureen. The girls I went out with all gave me the same pet nickname.
They all gave you the same pet nickname?
Yeah, who's Mother McCree?
Oh, Bob, you must be joking. Why, I think you're as charming as Cary Grant and as rugged and masterful as John Wayne.
Honestly?
Oh, what's the difference? Live a little.
That compliment came wrapped in a shillelagh, but speaking of compliments, Maureen, I thought you were great in your picture, The Long Gray Line.
Thank you, Bob. And isn't that a wonderful title for a story set at West Point, The Long Gray Line?
Yeah, but it confused me at first. I thought it was about the Los Angeles smog. And then, Maureen, I was so impressed with those beautiful scenes at West Point, the music and the marching cadets. I've written my own story about the point. Shall we try it?
Love to, Bob.
Well, music, Les.
To bring you our story of West Point, we're going to follow the career of one young cadet. We take you to a modest home in a small American town.
Well, Ma, I got my suitcase all packed and I'm ready to leave.
Oh, I hate to see you go, son. You're still my baby.
Ma, I'm 19 years old. Don't worry, I can play it. I just gotta go to West Point. I'm not a kid anymore. I'm a man now, a full-grown man. And if you try to stop me, I'll hold my breath till I turn blue. Well, Ma, I better get started for the railroad station.
I don't know why you want to go away, son. You're doing real well here on the farm. Every year, your bald-faced Rocky Mountain goat takes first prize at the county fair.
Yeah, I'm real proud of Bing.
Well, I should have known you'd want to go to West Point, son. All the Hopes were military men.
Of course they were, Ma, going all the way back to my great-grandfather, Light Horse Harry Hope. He carried the colors for General Grant.
Yes, and then there was your grandpa, Major Phineas Hope. He carried the map for General Pershing. And your father was a military man, too.
Yeah, Sergeant William Hope. He carried the pipe cleaners for General MacArthur. By the way, whatever happened to Dad?
He's still in the Army.
After all these years?
Yes. Every time he comes home, he takes one look at me and goes right back and re-enlists.
Well, so long, Ma. I gotta catch my train.
Oh, John.
Oh, they've given out the awards, Ma. Ma. Come on, Ma Bernadette. Don't take on like this. I'll get along. I got the Hope spirit, the Hope courage, the Hope backbone.
Well, at the railroad station, don't stand too close to the track, son.
Why not?
You also got the Hope nose.
I'm going to miss you, Ma. You're such a lovable old cornball. Well, so long. I got to get to West Point.
And, of course, at West Point, the first thing the cadet learns is military posture.
Straighten that back. How's that? Straighter. Straighter.
What was that?
Hang on to your pants, bub. You busted your suspenders.
He learns to handle a gun on the rifle range.
As I call your name, fire. Cadet Brown, Cadet Smith, Cadet Hope,
All he'll trust me with is a howdy-doody cap pistol.
The new cadet also engages in social activities.
Dancing?
Yep, yeah, oh gosh, gee willikers.
You like me?
I don't swallow my bubble gum for nothing. Gee, you're pretty. Who are you?
I'm the general's daughter. My father is General Harkins. Who are you?
Robert Hope.
I'm new here at West Point.
Yes, I see. Your cadet uniform is different somehow.
Different?
Oh, I know what it is. All the other cadets are wearing long swords at their sides. How come you're wearing such a short dagger?
Well, it's my own fault. They told me not to leave it lying in the hot radiator.
As I said, I'm new here.
Oh, you are? And how are you doing with your studies?
Okay, I got a grade of A in marksmanship, A in ballistics, and A in military logistics.
That's very good. Well, I'll have to go now. See you later.
How about a goodbye kiss?
Oh, I couldn't kiss you here among all these. Well, hey, wait a minute. How did we get out here on the terrace all alone like this?
I also got an A in maneuvers.
Here's Margaret Whiting doing Stowaway with Les Brown's background. Come in, Margaret Whiting, right here.
I'd like to go away. Be a stowaway. Take a trip on a ship. Let my worries blow away. There are still many treasure islands that wait to be explored. And the wide world is full of wonders for me. When a ship's standing in the harbor, aboard, and the high silver rolling tide carries me to sea. Then I go sailing far off to Zanzibar. Though my dream places seem better than they really are, way down deep in my heart I keep them as people will.
Return to Cadet Robert Hope at West Point. We find him writing a letter to his mother.
Dear Ma, well, I've been here at West Point a whole week and I'm beginning to know my way around. I'm really doing very well. Out of a class of 500 cadets this morning, I was third in line to the washroom. They teach us a lot of complicated things here. Algebra, calculus, trigonometry, logarithms, and like I told you, Ma, I'm really doing very well. This morning I was third in line to the washroom. You ought to see my West Point cadet uniform, Ma. It has lots of gold buttons, gold braid, and gold bars in the shoulders. The label in the coat reads, Jim Clinton in cooperation with Fort Knox. I took a walk wearing my new uniform and hat today, Ma, and the first pretty girl who saw me just flipped.
Well, how about a kiss, handsome? Oh, come on, just one kiss. Please. Well, if you won't answer, so long.
That's the one thing I don't like about my uniform. The chin strap's too tight. But I know I'm going to be happy here, Ma, and already I'm learning to be a soldier. The other day we assembled on the parade ground and our new commander made a speech to us.
Cadets, welcome to West Point. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Major General Colonna, drill officer, gunnery expert, and world authority on military tactics. Also, chin straps loose and cheap.
You should see our commanding officer, Mom. He's a real military man. He has a ramrod figure, fine whipcord riding breeches, and a big black mustache that flares out of the knees. What a mustache. His eyes look like they're peeking out of a broom closet.
As your commanding officer, cadets, I will be in charge of your training. And remember, discipline is very strict here. No late hours, no smoking, no loud talking, and no breathing.
No breathing? Why not?
Want to get sick? You have to toe the mark here. And we're very strict. We don't allow anything. We punish every infraction of the rules with no exceptions. Are there any questions?
I'd like to see the chaplain.
You can't. He's in the guardhouse.
The chaplain's in the guardhouse?
That's right.
What for?
At the last football game, we caught him cheering for Notre Dame. Well, that's all I have to say, men. Just remember, you'll have to knuckle down while you're under my command. Old Spit and Polish Colonna, they call me.
Spit and Polish? Why do they call you Spit and Polish?
Shower bath's out of order. From now on, cadets, I want you to think of me not only as your commanding officer, but as a friend. If you have any problems, bring them to me. I'll be glad to listen to them. Does anyone have a problem right now? Anything at all, speak up.
I do, General. I'm having a little trouble with my...
Can't stand squawkers.
Well, you're some General, Colonna. How'd you ever get your stars?
They're having a sale at the May Company. All right, men, dismiss.
Well, Ma, it isn't as strict here as the general made out. We have lots of recreations and dances. And, Ma, I met a girl here. Her name is Bridget O'Shaughnessy O'Rourke O'Connell O'Hoolahan O'Mara O'Flanagan O'Brien O'Hara. She's a cute little Norwegian girl. I was over to her house last night.
Oh, it's you, Robert. Come on in.
Okay.
What's that?
My gold braid.
Sit down, Robert, if you can.
Thank you.
How did things go at the academy today?
Oh, I'm worn out. We drilled for 4 hours this morning and 4 hours this afternoon.
Oh, you poor thing. Someday you'll be a general.
That's for sure. I'm on my way up, honey. When I came here a month ago, I was washing dishes in the enlisted men's dining room.
What are you doing now?
Polishing cuspidors in the officer's mess.
Gee, Robert, it's nice of you to come over here and sit in the parlor like this when there's no one here to entertain you but just little old me. Are you enjoying yourself?
Oh.
What does that mean?
Just what you think of me.
Oh, it's so nice and cozy here, Robert.
It sure is. Put a record on the phonograph. Something romantic.
Okay, here's one.
Dizzy Gillespie sure slowed down a lot, anyway. That put me right in the mood. How about a kiss, honey?
Well, just one. Oh, Robert. Where did you learn to kiss like that?
Playing the flight of the bumblebee on my sweet potato.
You care for another chorus?
No, thanks.
It's all right, honey. Pretty soon we're going to be married.
Oh, I'm sorry, Robert, but I can't marry you.
You can't marry me? What about last night when a girl goes out with a cadet to the kissing rock and kisses him? That means they're engaged.
I didn't go to the kissing rock. I wasn't with you last night.
You weren't?
No.
No use talking. I got to get dressed.
You better go now, Robert. It's late, and if they kick you out after hours, you'll be expelled.
Oh, who cares how late it is? We still got time.
Shh.
Hey, I hear footsteps outside. Somebody's coming.
Any cadets in there?
No.
Oh, no, no. No, General Colonna, there's nobody here but us girls.
Egad.
What's the matter?
I'm peeking through the keyhole. One of you girls is wearing army shoes.
Oh, yeah. That's right, I'm wearing my brother's shoes.
Is your brother Cadet Hope?
Yes, he is.
Well, you tell him to get back to his room fast or I'll bash your stupid skull in.
Oh, Robert, he knows you're here. What do we do?
Tell him to go away.
Okay. General, haven't you got a lot of other important things to do?
Not till I find out if Cadet Hope is in there. Is he?
Well, what does Cadet Hope look like?
Oh, tall, handsome, dashing, devil-may-care, irresistible to women.
You can tell whose show this is.
No ad-libbing, broccoli head. Watch yourself.
Open up!
Oh, General, please go away.
Sorry, I'm afraid I'll have to come in and look around.
Okay. Quick, Robert, hide under this chair.
Oh, he'll see me there. I better hide over here behind this desk.
Hide under the sofa. I never look there. Come on, open up.
Oh, Robert, he knows you're here. You'd better climb out the window.
Okay, give me one quick kiss and I'll go.
No.
Come on.
No.
Just one kiss.
No.
Go on and kiss him or I'll be here all night.
General, if you catch Cadet Hope having a date with me, are you going to punish him?
Not necessarily. I just want to remind him of the code of us officers here at West Point. Veritas ad hoc gloria vobiscum.
What does that mean?
Find out if she has a sister.
Well, I guess I better sneak out through the window and get back to my room. So long, Maureen.
Goodbye, Bob.
I just cut through these bushes and across the parade ground and let that idiot General Colonna spend the rest of the night looking around the dark for me. Here's the cadet quarters. Now up the stairs.
Well, I sure flew that stupid Colonna.
Now I'll just hop into my bunk, pull the covers up over my head, and pretend I was here all the time. Oops. Someone in my bunk.
Yes, it's stupid Colonna. Wake me at 7 o'clock. I don't want to be late for your court-martial.
Oh, no.